Good morning, River Church friends and family. How are you doing? Let's get straight into it. I'm preaching kind of part two from last week, which was God is who he says he is. And we went into Exodus 3, Exodus 34, and then we ended in that beautiful chapter in Matthew 14, right in the middle of the book of Matthew, word for word, actually, we finished there. And today it's kind of part two, but I want to title this, God is the name above all other names. And I want to jump a little bit into Exodus 34 from last week, and then there was just jump straight into it. So Exodus 34, remember, this is the most quoted part of the Bible by the Bible. It's to Jewish culture, this would be basically like their John 3:16. And everyone, especially Jesus' disciples and those around Jesus, would have known this off by heart. And if you haven't watched the message from last week, go back and I do a whole message on it. So here we go. Exodus 34, verse 5, 6 and 7. Then the Lord came down in a cloud, stood there with him being Moses, and called out his own name, Yahweh. The Lord passed in front of Moses, calling out, Yahweh, Yahweh, the God of compassion and mercy. And this is God describing himself now. I am slow to anger and filled with unfailing love and faithfulness. I lavish unfailing love to 1,000 generations. I forgive rebellion and sin, but I do not excuse the guilty. I lay the sins of the parents upon their children and grandchildren. The entire family is affected, even to the children in the third and fourth generations. It's so powerful, and this is like the only time in Scripture that God himself describes who he is. And the way he does that, again, this is all from last week, is instead of saying, I am powerful, I'm this cosmic force, which he is, I'm the creator, which he says, this is my name. And remember, name is more than identification. A name is the essence of who you are. So he says, I am Yahweh, which means I am, or I am who I'll be, or I will be who I am. The consistency of I am is the ground zero. Like, this is who I am. I am the name above all other names, and we'll get to that in a bit. There's a word in there that I want to quickly get into before we talk about the name. The word is hesed. It's a Hebrew word that's really hard to describe in the English language. And the best way we can describe it is a word that it's like kind of two words put together that was made to describe it, which is loving kindness. And that Jesus and God, both in this moment, that their hesed, their loving kindness, is at the core of their character. And that word could be substituted when it says filled with unfailing love and faithfulness, or I am filled with hesed. And that at the center who he is, that God is loving kind. This isn't just the God of the Old Testament. The God of the new and the old is the same, because this is the consistent, and that he is about, like, he is, there's so much unfailing, hesed in him. And I think it's a beautiful word, that this word hesed. And I just wish that we had more words to describe it. But let me read this. There are many words in how he described himself: mercy, compassion, love, faithfulness, grace, that are related to this word hesed. But hesed is not merely an emotion or feeling, but it also describes a sense of loyalty and love that inspires more mercy and compassion. There is a book by Michael Card called Inexpressible, which is a whole book based on this word hesed. And I want to read you a quote from it that describes hesed in the sentence the best way possible. And this is the quote: when a person from whom I have a right to expect nothing gives me everything. Let me say it again. And this is describing hesed. When the person from whom I have a right to expect nothing gives me everything. That is hesed. That is the God we serve. So let's jump a little bit into the New Testament and let's look at where the name of Jesus turns up. And I want to show you the consistency between Yahweh in the Old Testament and Yahweh in the New Testament. So let's jump into the book of Philippians chapter 2. Obviously the writer Paul writing to the people in Philippi. And we've already studied Ephesians for 12 weeks, right? And we did 12 weeks on Ephesians and learning about ancient Ephesus and when Paul wrote to that. And we entitled that whole message series, if you want to go back and listen, Therefore. And we're about to go into another therefore moment. The writer Paul, it seems like he describes the character and nature of God. then he just has a word therefore, and he tells us how to live our lives in worship in accordance to Christ. But this therefore is a little different. So Ephesians chapter 2 verse 9, and let's just jump into it. It says, therefore, God elevated him being Jesus, to the place of the highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus, which is the name above all other names, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue should declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. There's that word again, Yahweh, that we changed the word. That every tongue declares that Jesus Christ is God himself, Elohim, he is Yahweh, to the glory of God the Father. Let's jump into Hebrews 1. I don't want to jump too much around it. I really like diving into scripture, but these are some verses that I feel like we just couldn't leave out when you're talking about names. So Hebrews chapter 1, straight off the bat. Long ago, God spoke many times and in many ways to our ancestors through the prophets. And now in these final days, he has spoken to us through his son, Jesus. God promised everything to the son as an inheritance, and through God, he created the universe. It's kind of going back into Mark and Nick's messages from a couple weeks ago. And then here it is. The sun radiates, the sun shows God's own glory. If I could rephrase that in a different version, the sun is the example of God's presence and expresses the very character of God. And he sustains everything by the mighty power of his command. When he had cleansed us from our sins, he sat down at the place of honor at the right hand of the majestic God in heaven. And I love this bit. This shows that Jesus is far greater than the angels, just as the name God gave him is greater than their names. So let's talk about names just for a second. So my name is actually not Andy. That's my nickname. My name is actually Andrew John Sloan. So my mom and dad gave me. At one point they wanted to call me Philip John, but it's the same initials as my brother. And they were a little concerned that our love letters would get mixed up with our initials. Mom and dad, if you're watching, I don't know how many people who sign it with their initials anymore, but I'm so proud of the name you gave me and I own it. And the reason they gave me the name Andrew John was Andrew, the meaning of Andrew is fisher of men. As we see in the Bible, that one of the disciples of Jesus was a fisherman. And fisher of men, almost like collecting people and loving people. And my life has always been based around people. I love people. I love dynamics, personalities, room dynamics. I love that stuff. And John means the beloved one. And it was my parents' way of proclaiming that I would be about people and be one that loves Christ or loved by Christ. And then my last name means warrior. It's also Scottish, and we can get into that later. And I think names are very, very important. I am a lover of people. I love people. And I think it's being proclaimed over me. And that's just who I am. It's more than an ID card. It's more than my social security number. It's more than just what people call me. Actually, my name, I believe, is the very essence of my character. It's who I am. It's what I would say. It's my original design, the way God intended me to be designed. My wife, whom I love, his name is actually Rebecca Suzanne. And if you look at what that means, in one way, Rebecca means to tie firmly or strength or to stick at your beliefs. And her second name means Lily or the beautiful one, which she definitely is. So Rebecca's name means to hold tight and the beauty from within her. I have two boys, Finley, who's now 5, Elliot is now 3. I love them. Hi, if you're watching. And we called Finley his name, which means the fair-skinned one, like light-skinned one. And if you've seen him, he has very light white skin. And it also means he's courageous, he's brave, he likes to go on adventures, which he does. And I actually gave him my middle name as a declaration that his love for people would be at the forefront of his life. And then Elliot Edmund, my crazy, beautiful, amazing 3-year-old, actually means Elliot Edmund, and we actually took Edmund from the Narnia series, and we love the redemption side of Edmund. But if you do Elliot Edmund together, what his name means with strength and right, like right and wrong, with strength and right, he will be the protector. And man, is that boy strong, and man, he knows when he is right, but he's also a protector. me, my wife, and the boys were house sitting last weekend for some friends here at the church, and we were looking after their dog Lola. And at one point, Elliot put Lola in a certain room, like a glass room, and was telling Lola that she could not come anywhere near his mom, and was trying to protect his mom. And it was really funny. But I see him that he is a protector of people. And I think names are powerful, especially the name that is above all names, which is Jesus. So let's jump into this kind of scripture of the day that was kind of all leading up to this moment in Mark chapter 5. Super popular, almost like story of Jesus. In your Bible, it might say Jesus and the demon-possessed man. Maybe Jesus heals, or Jesus heals a demon-possessed man. But Mark 5, let's go into it. I was brought up in West Africa. I've been around moments like this, and I just want to say the way that Jesus was described in this is Yahweh himself. This is loving, it's compassionate, slow to anger, and abounding in love. And let's just go into it. Mark 5. So they arrived at the other side of the lake. When Jesus climbed out of the boat, a man possessed by an evil spirit came out of the tombs to meet him. This man had lived in the caves and could no longer be restrained, even with a chain. Whenever he was put into chains and shackles, as he often was, he snapped the chain from his wrist and smashed the shackles. No one was strong enough to hold him down. Day and night, he wandered among the burial caves and the hills, howling and cutting himself with sharp stones. This is a crazy moment. And of course, what happens? Jesus turns up. Verse 6. When Jesus was still some distance, the man saw him, ran to meet him, and bowed low before him as a sign of respect. With a shriek, he screamed, "Why are you interfering with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?" He recognized who Jesus was and called him, "You are the God, you are the Most High God." And he says this, "In the name of God, I beg you, don't torture me." For Jesus already said, this is verse 8, "Come out of the man, you evil spirit." And I love this bit, verse 9, the words of Jesus here. Then Jesus demanded, "What is your name?" Or, "Who is your name?" He replied, "My name is Legion, because there are many of us inside of this man." Then the evil spirits begged him again and again not to send them to some distant place. There happened to be a large herd of pigs feeding on the hillside nearby. "Send us into those pigs," the spirits begged. "Let us enter them." So Jesus, this is such a powerful five words. So Jesus gave them permission. The evil spirits came out of the man and entered the pig, and the entire herd, about 2,000 pigs, plunged into the steep hillside, into the lake, and drowned in the water. There is so much to be said in these 13 verses, but this is what I really want to say. There is so much power in the name of Jesus, that in the name of Jesus, when things are declared, that is where the power is. Not in the name of Allah, not in the name of Andy, not in the name of a church, but in the name of Jesus, that is where the power is at. It's the blood of Jesus that washes our sins away, nothing else. It's in the name of Jesus. I think we can just keep saying that again and again and again. So it's in the power in the name of Jesus that things will happen. Let's go back to that Philippians 2 verse where it says, "Therefore God elevated Jesus to the place in the highest honor and gave him the name above all the other names." Remember, name is more than ID. A name is a character, it's your essence, it's your being. So if we just change it to that, he elevated him to the highest place of honor and gave him the character, the essence, the presence above all other presence and characters. And that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow on earth and heaven and under the earth. And every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, that Jesus Christ is Yahweh. He was, he is, and he will be. That his name itself means, "I am, therefore I will be," or "I will be who I am." And remember in that Hebrews chapter, the Son radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God. And he sustains everything by the mighty power of his command. The power is in the name of Jesus, not in us, but because of Jesus, we can operate in that power. Let's pray. Jesus, we want to thank you so much for this time and space that we can learn from you. We want to thank you that you are the name above all other names, not us. That the power is in your name and that we are invited to the party to join in. And that we want to pray right now for everybody who's watching this and watching this live on Sunday at 9 and 11, that we can pray in the name of Jesus that our peace will be restored, that our joy level will increase, that our love for one another and our intimate relationship with you, Jesus, will be increased. And we pray that right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us. Just a reminder, on Sundays at 9 and 11, we have our in-person services. We'd love to see you there. Last Sunday, especially the first-person service, was amazing. And there's something about gathering together when we can and proclaiming the name of Jesus. Love you and see you guys soon.
Wow, Andy, thank you for your message on just the power of the name of Jesus. You know, the enemy flees, right? When Jesus's name is mentioned. Legion runs into the ocean in pigs when Jesus shows up. There's no other name like the name of Jesus. You can call to any other name. You can call to Buddha, you can call to Simon, you can call to Paul, you can call to Sally or whomever it is, and it has no effect. You can even call to Muhammad or Allah, it has no effect. But what does have effect? The name of Jesus. His name is all powerful. His name makes demons flee. His name calms the seas. So today, if you'd like to know the one who is all powerful, I want to encourage you to comment below and say, I want to know Jesus today. More than just his name. His name is powerful. He is the Son of God. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the Almighty One. Yes, that is true. The name of Jesus can shatter the darkness. And if you want to know who that name goes along with, comment below, would you? Just say, I want to know Jesus today personally. If you have any other prayer requests or anything that you'd like us to lift up and to just pray or just even to continue the conversation about Jesus and about his name, comment below. We'd love to continue the conversation. We'd love to continue to talk to you. And if you have any other thing that you'd like to just reach out to us, you can do that either online here, email us at office@trcdurango.com. Or you can just call us at 970-247-7777. And once again, just want to thank you for all of your gifts as you continue to worship the Lord through your tithes and offerings online through our app. And you can find that as you go online and go to our website and it'll just walk you through to get you to the app on your phone. So anyway, guys, thanks so much for being a part of the River Church today. We look forward to hanging out with you again next week, same time. God bless you guys. Have an amazing rest of your Sunday. Take care.